SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. A preliminary FAA report reveals that staffing at the air traffic control tower was not normal during the mid-air collision near Reagan National Airport. Multiple media reports cite a source saying staffing was not normal for the amount of air traffic and the time of day. Tower typically has a controller focused on helicopter traffic, another checking airplane activity. 67 people are feared dead after Wednesday night's collision involving an American Airlines regional jet and an Army Black Hawk helicopter. The two black boxes from that deadly mid-air collision have been recovered. They are now reportedly on the way to the National Transportation Safety Board lab. The NTSB earlier in the day said it will work to have a report ready within a month on the crash investigation. While Reagan National Airport is back open after that plane crash, officials noted some flights have been delayed or canceled, and they urge travelers to check with their airline. Also at SRNnews.com, Olympic figure skater Nancy Kerrigan is mourning the deaths of six people killed in the collision of that American Airlines flight. Donna Warder has more on the story.
Retired U.S. Olympic figure skater Nancy Kerrigan couldn't hold back the tears as she talked about the tragedy at a news conference Thursday. Two young figure skaters, two of their parents, and two coaches from the Skating Club of Boston were among those killed when an American Airlines flight and an Army helicopter collided Wednesday night. Kerrigan says, upon hearing about the tragedy, she came to the skating club.
I don't come here that often, and I just didn't know what else to do, so I just thought I needed to be with some friends.
Older members of the skating club say the accident reminds them of when the entire U.S. figure skating team was lost in an airline crash in 1961 in Belgium. I'm Donna Warder.
This is SRN News. A major religious freedom case north of the border.
The Canadian Supreme Court will consider a 2019 Quebec law that forbids government workers from wearing religious symbols while on the job. That means no yarmulkes, no cross necklaces, no hijabs, nothing. Critics say the measure is a clear violation of religious freedom, but that argument failed in the Quebec Supreme Court. The Canadian Charter of Rights and Freedoms states that citizens can, quote, express their religious beliefs through prayer, clothing, and other means. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
President Trump signs an executive order aimed at cutting federal support for sex change operations on anyone under the age of 19. The order is the latest effort by Mr. Trump to reverse policies set in place by the Biden administration that critics say promote transgenderism and harm children. The president has already directed the Pentagon to conduct a review that is likely to lead to so-called transgender people from being barred from military service. This is SRN News. The U.S. economy maintained modest growth in 2024.
The economy grew at a solid pace in the last quarter of last year. Consumer spending continues to drive growth. From October through December, the gross domestic product, the economy's output of goods and services, expanded at a 2.3% annual rate. It was slightly below what economists were expecting. The report from the Commerce Department also showed persistent inflationary pressure at the end of 2024. For the year, the economy grew at a healthy 2.8%. Ed Donahue, Washington.
The FCC chair is investigating NPR and PBS over charges they aired commercials. Federal Communications Commission Director Brendan Carr wrote in a letter that its member stations could be broadcasting underwriting announcements that cross the line into prohibited commercial advertisements. More rain on the way for Southern California by next week. Rain forecast to move down the coast. More details at SRNnews.com.